all across the world on yfm.co.za. Thank you once again for allowing us to drive you home. Look, we just had a conversation trying to figure out from you if you have any policy cover. Do you have a life cover? Do you have a funeral cover? And one thing we can tell is that several young people just seem not to have those covers. Altavis, right here, part of the team. She doesn't have any life cover. So we decided to reach out to someone who's fully aware of this conversation as to how much are you protected by your insurance as we now all on lockdown. It is a coronavirus and it is a coronavirus pandemic. We all still at home. Morris Botha, the MD of Stangen Life. We have him on the line right now. Good afternoon to you, sir, and thank you once again for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
One can only imagine how the insurance industry has been affected by the corona pandemic at large. And one just can't help but wonder, how has the COVID-19 affected the insurance companies as a whole?
The good news is in South Africa that most of the life insurance companies are very well capitalized. We've moved to a risk-based capital regime post the 2008 financial crisis. Mm-hmm. So as companies, we're well geared to absorb large shocks like COVID-19 could potentially become. And then if I can jump to particular products by way of example, if you have a life insurance policy, again, the good news is a good life insurance policy will cover you if you acquire the coronavirus and subsequently pass away. Similarly, most funeral policies will cover the listeners. They just need to make sure that if it was a recent funeral policy that they took out, where there might potentially still be a waiting period on the policy. So that's the period from the start of the policy in which they don't qualify for a claim. They just need to reach out to the insurance company to check whether they will waive it from a solidarity point of view at this stage. And then when we get to income protection and some of the critical illness disability products, they become more complicated in this context.
Now, if someone, you know, doesn't have any cover, you don't have funeral cover, you don't have any life cover, just like Altavis, can you take up any cover right now? Can I go to any insurance company and say, hey, it's the coronavirus pandemic and I'm a little panicky at the moment and I'd like to take up life cover? Would they allow you to?
So most companies would. From a Stangen perspective, I can just mention we're still open for new cover applications. What's very important for listeners to note is always be honest in your disclosures that you make. When you apply for new life cover or funeral cover, make sure that, especially on the medical-related questions, that you answer honestly. We assess each customer on a case-by-case basis. Most young individuals with a strong immune system, regardless of the coronavirus risk, we would still give you very good life cover at very decent rates. So we won't necessarily load your premium at this point in time just because of the coronavirus. As you become older as customers, or if you have a existing illness or disease, we would look at what we call the comorbidity risk. Mm-hmm. So we would determine based on your current health profile, then joined with possibly the coronavirus risk, are you a customer that will likely survive, or are you a customer that could potentially be at risk if you acquire? And on that basis, we would decide whether to grant you cover or not and how much cover.
Oh, wow. And I know you mentioned it before, and I was a little bit confused. So I just want to know, can you please expand on what income protection is?
So a income protection or salary protection product, as it's known in the market, covers typically for two things. It's not life cover, so there we look at disability and very specifically occupational disability, mm-hmm. or then loss of income or retrenchment. So if we unpack both, with occupational disability, what we're interested in is if you acquire any form of illness or disability, do you still have the ability to perform your occupation or not? So there are certain illnesses. If you acquire it, you can continue to work. Coronavirus is a good example for some customers, not all, but most people now, if you acquire the coronavirus, you may have to go under quarantine or self-isolate. You recover after 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month, but you can still go back and perform your job, and most people would still be covered under the sick leave policy by the employer. So there wasn't necessarily loss of income as a result of the illness or disease. Where it's probably more relevant is if you have an income protection policy that covers you for retrenchment or loss of income, is again dependent on the circumstances. So most of these products, for example, have what we call a three-month deferment period from the date of retrenchment to the first possible date at which you can qualify for a percentage of your salary to be paid. The reason for that is that there's a process typically for retrenchment. Companies have to give notice if they want to retrench an employee. Often there is a severance package being paid. Often unions get involved to try and prevent companies from retrenching their staff. Mm. And so from the date the first notice is being given, typically there's a period before you then potentially qualify for loss of income depending on the circumstances. But that would be a good product for customers to look at in the current circumstances. I just want to note, however, on the disability component of an income protection policy, we distinguish between temporary disability and permanent disability.
Oh,
now,
okay.
At this stage, there's very little evidence that customers who acquire the coronavirus, that it results in a permanent form of disability. You either recover, so there's a temporary form of illness, or you pass away if you die from the virus. But we have little evidence that it would result in a permanent form of disability.
Yeah.
So it's very important. Please don't buy an income protection product if you think you're going to become permanently disabled. You should rather buy the product still because of a long-term financial planning view. So we caution against anyone who just wants to buy now purely for the sake of the coronavirus, because you might be buying the wrong product for your needs.
Mm.
Rather still take a long-term view and buy for the right reason.
Okay. I know you've touched on several things, you know, as we talk about income protection. But for someone whose salary has been cut in half, or maybe there's a percentage of your salary has been cut, like from 100%, now you've lost like 40% or 50% or 60% of your salary because you're working from home due to the coronavirus. Where does one claim? Do you go to your income protection or do you go to UIF? What does one do at this present moment? Where do I claim?
In terms of life insurance, I would advise customers to first start with their banks and credit providers.
Mm-hmm.
Most unsecured loans or vehicle finance loans or home loans, when you took out that loan, more than often you were also sold what we call a credit life policy attached to that loan.
Yeah.
And what those policies do in the event of loss of income is they pay your installments on that loan for a certain number of months. That links to the period for which you've no longer earned an income. And most of those covers also cover, for example, a percentage of income lost if it's not necessarily your full salary that's lost or full retrenchment. So start with your bank and the associated insurance company. Make sure that you try and put in a claim for that so that at least your loan installment is being covered by insurance. I think that's a good step because that will make sure that you remain a customer in good standing.
Mm-hmm.
With your bank or credit provider. Then UIF, definitely, that is a separate regulatory framework from life insurance, but submit a claim under the UIF framework.
Mm-hmm.
The rest obviously becomes very difficult. So if you haven't put in place any form of life insurance, then you would need to look at alternative arrangements, which is reach out to family, see where possibly you can negotiate, for example, an interest-free loan within your network of friends or family. So rather look at other forms of social solidarity to assist you than necessarily default to try and get a loan, because one, you would unlikely qualify for a loan from banks because you no longer have a job. So they would be reluctant to lend to you, and then possibly you end up in the loan shark kind of market, the informal guys, and that's not a good place to be in.
Yeah.
So I think that would just be some quick advice from my side on alternatives to look at.
Wow, man. Thank you very much, MD at Stanjan Life. It's Maurice Botha on the line. If someone would like to, you know, look up your organization, where do they find you?
You can just go to the web, and I'll... website name is stangen.co.za or stangenlife, www.sierra.co.za. All the contact details are there. You can buy our products online. We're one of the few insurers where you can do complete fulfillment online. So you don't necessarily have to talk to a call center agent or a broker. So just go to stanjinlife.co.za and you can help yourself from there.
Wow. Cool stuff. Look, if you also missed out on the conversation we had when it comes to credit insurance, you can definitely go to the YFM app. You can rewind, look up that conversation, and be fully aware of what credit life insurance is actually all about. And I hope this conversation has helped you understand what you can do and why it's important for you to take up funeral cover or life insurance and how it all works if you're trying to claim.